In 1997, film critic and University of Illinois graduate Roger Ebert introduced a screening of 2001 A Space Odyssey at Champaign's Virginia Theater as part of Cyberfest, a celebration of advances in computing on campus. It coincided with the birth of 2001's HAL 9000 computer, according to the Arthur C. Clarke novel on which the film was based. That event prompted the university to ask Ebert to start a film festival of his own. He initially declined, saying film critics can't be in the position of asking studios for favors.
And then I thought, well, what about an overlooked festival of films that deserve more attention than they've received?
Ebert appeared on WILL's Keeping the Faith in 1999, just before the first Ebert Fest.
Because every movie critic has a personal list of movies that he loves, that he has seen, and that he thinks didn't get a fair shake in the marketplace.
Ebert came up with such a list and showed them at the Virginia, and the Overlook Film Festival was born. It has since been dubbed Ebertfest to celebrate its founder and to satisfy the concerns from some filmmakers who took offense at the notion that their work had been initially passed over. But festival director Nate Cohn says really nothing has changed in 13 years.
Putting a festival together is a lot like producing a motion picture. You know, just making something happen in the best way possible.
This year, Ebert offers a lineup featuring movies about obsessive sports fans, outcasts, and even one profiling a longtime filmmaker. The movies come from all over the world. For example, Patang, or The Kite, a drama from India, is made by a Chicago filmmaker.
Roger just happened to see the film, and it turns out that the father of the filmmaker was a student in Roger's class for a number of years at the University of Chicago. It was just a coincidence that his son made the film that Roger fell in love with.
Cohn says some guests of Ebertfest find themselves coming back for the festival, like Australian director Paul Cox attending his fourth Ebertfest, accompanying On Borrowed Time, a documentary about his own struggles with liver disease.
I wake up one morning and I don't feel well. And from there it was downhill. So then you wake up the middle of the night, if you sleep, and the first thought is, oh my God, I've got cancer, I'm going to die.
Among the newcomers to this year's Ebertfest is comedian and actor Patton Oswalt, star of 2009's Big Fan, in which he plays an obsessive New York Giants fan addicted to sports talk radio.
Hey, Paul from Staten Island.
Hey.
What we got tonight?
Hey, what's up, dog? I got to tell you, I am feeling good tonight because in a little less than 48 hours, we are going to brutally shatter any flicker of hope the cheesesteaks had going. We've been messing with them the last few weeks, letting them get back in it a little, making them think they had a chance of catching us, just so we can see the look on their faces when they come up short. Quantrell's back, baby.
Oswald's character, Paul, idolizes his favorite player on the field, but when he meets the player in real life, his idol not only fails to live up to Paul's expectations, the player beats him up. We watch as Paul's sports-dominated worldview is shaken. Oswalt says he's not a sports fan, but didn't have to work hard to find Paul's edge.
I still understand that very, you know, personal wound-up energy that you're connecting to make yourself feel like you're taking up more of a space in the universe, whether it be, you know, your allegiance to a sports team or to a political ism or even a comic book or TV series. I mean, it's the same spark, it's just different fuel.
When asked by Ebert to attend this year's festival, Oswalt had a request to introduce a film he loves, the 1949 Alec Guinness comedy, Kind Hearts and Coronets. There's a free screening taking place Thursday night at the U of I's Follinger Auditorium.
I think it's the template for how you make a dark comedy work, is all I'll say. There's too many surprises. I don't want to talk too much about it.
Besides entertaining audiences, there's an educational component to Ebertfest. Attendees are encouraged to participate in panel discussions exploring a variety of aspects of filmmaking. U of I graduate Eric Pearson, another perennial guest, will lead one such discussion.
It's not the same kind of setting where people are at the Virginia Theater and you have very few people who get to ask questions kind of thing. It really is an opportunity for more of a conversational dialogue between people who are interested in film and people who are making film.
This montage here with the Bernard Herrmann jolly, cheerful music covers lots of time with a lot of short shots that lead now in this dramatic entrance to Wells at 25. This is the first time that anybody in the movie audience will have seen Wells as he looked at that time. Wells was famous for dramatic entrances. His entrance in the
Another highlight of this year's Ebert Fest is a screening of Orson Welles' classic, Citizen Kane, featuring a commentary track Roger Ebert recorded for the 60th anniversary DVD back in 2001. That's 5 years before Ebert lost his ability to speak following treatment for cancer of the thyroid and salivary glands.
Oddly enough, I've taught Citizen Kane all over the country, but never at the university. This will allow my own speaking voice to be heard once again in the Virginia Theater.
That's Ebert speaking through Alex, a digital voice Apple offers on its Mac computers.
The Virginia is the heart and soul of the festival. It makes such a great impression on visitors. Some directors have told us this is the largest audience that has ever seen their film. My father told them he saw Harry Houdini and the Marx Brothers on that stage.
The 14th annual Ebert Fest kicks off tonight at 7 at the Virginia Theater with a screening of Joe vs. the Volcano, John Patrick Shanley's flawed but fascinating story of a man, a woman, a volcano, and watertight luggage. As Ebert said of the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan vehicle in his 1990 review, he had not seen this movie before. The same could be said about many of the films at Ebert Fest this year. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.